The gospel, Pope Francis says, is demanding. It requires tough things from a Christian. The ability to forgive, magnanimity, love for enemies. And there is only one way to be able to put it into practice. To contemplate the passion, the humanity of Jesus, and to imitate the behavior of his mother. The first part of the Pope's homily, in fact, focused on Mary, whose holy name is celebrated today in the liturgy. At one time, the Pope said, today's feast was known as the Feast of the Most Sweet Name of Mary. And he continued, even today we stand in need of the sweetness of the Madonna in order to understand the things that Jesus asks of us. St. Paul, too, in the letter to the Colossians in the day's liturgy, invites Christians to put on heartfelt compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. And here Pope Francis says, we immediately ask, but how can I do this? How can I prepare myself to do this? What must I learn in order to do this? The answer, the Pope said, is clear. We cannot do this through our own effort. We cannot do it. Only grace can accomplish this in us. This grace, he continued, comes along a definite path. Fix your thoughts on Jesus alone, the Pope said. If our heart, if our mind is with Jesus, the victor who has conquered death, sin, the devil, we can then do what Jesus himself asks of us and what the apostle asks of us. But if we do not look to Jesus, if we are not with Jesus, we cannot do it. It's a grace. It's the grace that comes from the contemplation of Jesus. In particular, Pope Francis concluded, there is a specific aspect of the life of Jesus to which the Christian's contemplation must always return, the passion of Jesus, his suffering humanity. And the Pope insisted, it is through this contemplation of Jesus, of our life hidden with Jesus in God, that we are able to go forward with this attitude, with these virtues that the Lord asks of us. There is no other path. I'm Christopher Wells.